He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the August 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to the races here this morning on this Monday morning. The Dow right now is up 126 points. Hey, that's a good way to start our week, isn't it? Unless you're short the market. I hope you're not one of those grumpy old bears. The Dow is up 0.75% here so far this morning. We have the S&P 500 up 13 points. The S&P is at 1,968. Gee, we'll be talking about S&P 2000 and Dow 17,000 here once again, unless Putin rattles his saber over there in the Ukraine again. The NASDAQ is up 31 points this morning. The NASDAQ is at 4,495. That's a 0.7% rise. And with the market rally and with seemingly calm in Ukraine, Russia on the border there, the eastern border of the Ukraine, gold is at $1,296. It tried to break out a few weeks ago, but failed there. And now it just continues to ride in that $1,300 area. I have a very small exposure to the gold market, about 3.5%. That's it. That's the first exposure I've had to gold in several years. Crude oil is down today, also on that so-called peace in the Middle East and in eastern Ukraine. Crude oil's at 96.17, the lowest print we've seen in a while. And the 10-year yield right now is at 2.37%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'll be leaving this Wednesday for the Bay Area, which is about an 8-hour drive or so, a real lovely drive from the San Diego area to attend the Money Show this year in San Francisco. It's held every year in the late summer, midsummer, and I haven't been to the San Francisco show for a while, but I will be there. We'll have a booth, and I will be speaking on Saturday. The Money Show goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Nice event to attend. I mean, if you want to see some real big speakers on the market, a lot of technical traders, a lot of big market analysts, nationally known people. I'll be speaking on Friday at 9 a.m. That's a free one. You can sign up for that one if you want. But I'll also be speaking at 9:45 as part of the Masters Symposium, where folks pay to see a lot of investment professionals talk about the market. So that's August 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Hilton Hotel in downtown San Francisco at Union Square. Well, you know, if there's a silver lining in all of this world geopolitical arena, it would be that interest rates have come down. And if you are a home buyer, if you've been waiting to buy a home, now would seem to be a good time to pull the trigger. You know, that summer buying season is just about over. Seasonally, people try to get settled before the new school year starts. And interest rates, boy, I don't know. I mean, barring some kind of big world conflict that all of a sudden erupts, or one of these geopolitical hotspots really escalates, with 2.37 on the 10-year, that's the lowest print we've seen right in quite some time. So I just give a plug to all you mortgage guys out there, get your people to jump on board right now, because interest rates are low. That seems to be one of the silver linings right now. The geopolitical concerns, you know, are they over? Is everybody smoking the kumbaya peace pipe right now? Well, we take a look at Russia and Ukraine. I mean, on Friday it was reported that the Ukrainians were attacking the convoy, that they were full of soldiers, that it indeed was a Trojan horse. It doesn't seem like we're getting very good reporting. Who are the reporters? Who's over there? Is CNBC over there? Is Fox over there? Is CNN over there? Who's over there watching these? You would think that somebody would be in Donetsk watching this convoy. But it doesn't seem like the reports. I guess they're all in Ferguson, Missouri right now or something, because we're getting terrible reports coming out of the Ukraine. That appeared to have been a false report on Friday. And what can a false report do to the market? Well, the market was up about 80 points before that report came out. I wonder if somebody's manipulating these markets. Hey, let's short the market here while it's up 100. Let's put out a false rumor that Ukraine troops are shelling Russian convoy, and World War III is about to begin, and then when everybody realizes it's a false report, let's cover our short position. Something's going on. Somebody seems to be manipulating these markets. So anyways, you know, there seems to be at least a lull in the storm in the Ukraine, and that seems to be more of what the market is trading off of right now than anything. We move down the line to Iraq and ISIL. It would seem to be that at least somebody's fighting back against these warriors, these vicious fighters, these brutal fighters that want to take over the world and convert everybody to Islam or behead them. That seems to be under some kind of control, at least for now. It seems like Iraq has taken back the big dam full of water, which, you know, pretty important there. In the middle of the desert, water. If you can control the water and control the dam, you pretty much control the country, because that's also where they get their electricity. But it seems like that big dam near Mosul has been taken back by the Iranian troops. Meanwhile, ISIL is spreading their brand of terror throughout Syria, chopping off 700 heads over the weekend. And, you know, that situation is still not under control. And they're trying to recruit folks all over the world to their cause. And, of course, they have people all over the world. They have people protesting in France today wanting to join up with ISIL's cause. So I can't say that that conflict is really behind us right now. There seems to be a lot of work to do to get those guys under control. And then we move over to down the line to Iraq, to Israel. And the Hamas and the Palestinians and peace negotiations in Egypt, it's anything but peaceful. On the one hand, Gaza wants an end to the blockade. And, of course, Israel's afraid if they end the blockade, those missiles will continue to filter in. They also want to open their port to trade again. And Israel, again, afraid that, yeah, what's coming in on those ships? And on the other side, Israel wants a demilitarization of the Gaza Strip. So I think they're pretty far apart, I would have to say. Like two parties in a divorce trying to reconcile, and, you know, it's just not happening. Very, very far apart in the negotiations. So we always have that hanging over our heads. Meanwhile, you know, I took a look over the weekend at so-called consumer confidence, which we're told that this is the highest level, that the consumer is more confident today, since the most confident since 2007. And I would take umbrage to that. Ask Terry Lundgren at Macy's how confident his consumers are. Ask the CEO at Walmart just how confident his consumers are. Ask McDonald's CEO how confident their consumers are. And one right after another continue to report very poor sales because of a consumer that doesn't seem to be willingly spending money right now. And the list goes on and on and on. I've named many retailers here recently that have been getting hammered because they're not seeing this confident consumer that the conference board of the government is seeing. The LA Times says, hey, consumer confidence. Auto sales are roaring because of consumer confidence. The LA Times sees one thing. The government conference board sees another thing, and these CEOs with boots on the ground, or is it alligator shoes on the ground or wingtips, Mr. Terry Lundgren and others, they're not seeing that confident consumer. They're not seeing it in Japan. They're not seeing it in Europe. And this bull market is now, what, 65 months old. So, look, the consumer is a big part of the economy to the tune of about 75 to 80%. So we need to keep our eye on the consumer going forward, don't we? Well, let's take our weekly trip through the market when we come back. Let's look at the valuation. Let's look at the technicals. Let's look at where we're at year to date. And let's assess where we are in this 65-month-old bull. I've kept you in all the way. Is it time to ditch it? Well, when we come back, we'll begin our discussion here today. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, we take our weekly trip through the market to see whether or not this 65-month-old bull market is holding, or if it's time to move on. I'm not a perma bull. I'm not a perma bear. I've been a bull for the last 65 months. I've been fully invested for the most part. At times I've raised cash just to be cautious on the cautious side, but I never said sell, that the bull is over. It remained intact as of last week when we did this same trip through the market. But since then, we've had some more geopolitical events, some worsening here and some worsening there, and some false alarms there and some false alarms here. And if anything, I still see these geopolitical events getting worse before they get better. But at the same time, I mean, look, the market having a good start to the week so far here. And we're just going to have to continue to take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a stock at a time, a sector at a time, and be vigilant, ever vigilant. Because what we don't want to have happen is what happened in 2008, when within 15 months the market was down 53%. Now, it took something pretty drastic for that to happen. I mean, it took the collapse of Bear Stearns and the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the collapse of housing prices, but it did happen pretty quickly. Made your head spin. Before you knew it, down 53% on the S&P 500. Now, during that period of time, I was busy inventing my Best Stocks Now app, which I'll be showing off at the Money Show this Thursday, Friday, Saturday in San Francisco. But I use it as my gauge to help me decipher when things are starting to turn south and when there's better opportunities than being long the stock market, which is now almost tripled since 2009, March of 2009, and it will not last forever. One thing we have to look at all times, and I reiterated this in my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get at pwstreet.com, is where we're at in the business cycle. Most people, they had any college at all, or even in high school, I think I can remember some courses on econ 101, just the basics of the economy, things like interest rates, monetary policy versus fiscal policy, and of course business cycles, which produce GDP, gross domestic product. It's the measure of our economy. And at any given time, our economy is either in an expansion or a contraction. And obviously there are cycles in between. Eventually, an expansion tops out and starts to roll over. And then eventually, a downtrend or a recession or a contraction finally starts to take hold at the bottom, starts to go sideways, then eventually turns up. And obviously, the very best place to buy into the market is when you're just coming out of a contraction and a new expansion is beginning. And you could say that was back in March of 2009. Well, this is August of 2014. That trough is a distant memory. S&P 666 is a distant memory. Dow Jones 6400 is a distant memory. Recession here in the United States is a distant memory. Not only recession, but the Great Recession. falling home prices and foreclosures is a distant memory. We've been in expansion mode for the last several years. Where are we in that economic expansion? Well, you would have to say that we're still in expansion. You saw the most recent quarter, it came in at 4%. But are we getting late in this expansion? It's definitely not early, is it? It's about 5 years old, and most expansions are 3 to 4 years. So are we on borrowed time? Yes. But could this expansion continue? Yes. Is the Fed stimulating the economy anymore? This is a troublesome thing to me. No. It's not good to fight the Fed. And while the Fed was stimulating the economy and pumping it full of performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, the market was zooming. Look at last year, S&P up 29.5%. This year, however, without the stimulants in the system, it's a little bit different story, isn't it? The party is over. And I showed a picture in my newsletter of the day after New Year's Eve, what the house looks like. There's dried up deviled eggs, little bit of cauliflower florets left that nobody wanted, some ranch dip that's been picked over, you know, and some punch without any fizz in it anymore. And just a mess to clean up. That's kind of where we're at in the market right now. The party's over. But, you know, it's still enough that we're still having good days, that the expansion is still, what, at 4% despite a weak quarter in the first quarter. And we're still in pretty decent shape, but I think we need to look at some particulars of the market before we pronounce this bull to still be intact. We're not having the year that we had last year. The Dow, as of Friday, is up 0.52%, not even 1%. Those are CD-like returns right now. The Dow ate a big meal last year. It had appetite stimulus in its system. And there was a major appetite for go-go stocks, and they were gobbled up last year. And then in about February, March of this year, when Janet Yellen started mentioning Fed rate hikes, reality started to set into the buoyant market. The jubilant market started to sober up a little bit. As we look at the small cap stocks, which were up almost 40% last year, so far this year they're down 1.2%. We call that a consolidation. They're consolidating that big meal that they ate last year. In fact, the small caps are slightly down this year. Now, we're in one of two conditions here. We don't know which one we're in yet. The small caps will either break out again from this sideways trend that it's been in since March. It'll break out to the upside and resume its uptrend, or it will roll over and begin a downtrend. And I'm really keyed on those small cap stocks as a key indicator as to which way the market is going to go next. And every week in my newsletter, I show that chart. Where are we right now? Well, right now we're sideways. We're in neutral mode. We don't know if the market's going to roll over from here or whether it's going to take off from here. And we sit and wait. And we look at other things like the asset class rankings, the sector rankings, the valuation of the market, which, by the way, the forward PE of the market right now is about 17. It's getting a little bit lofty. But we need more evidence before we make any kind of pronouncement here. Let's look at the asset classes when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the To the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio show. Well, we're taking a look. We're taking our weekly trip through the aisles of the supermarket called the stock market to see where we stand right now. I've kept you in the market for 65 months. I've talked you down from the ledge many times. I remember the fiscal cliff. Remember that one? That was back in December of last year. People were ready to jump over the fiscal cliff. What are we going to do? And then we had a big election, you know, back before that. We've had lots of issues along the way. We've had the Ukraine. We've had Israel. We've had Iraq. I mean, we've had just about everything thrown at this market, and yet the market continues to climb a wall of worry. But at some point, that ascension will be over. And the market will no longer be climbing the stairs, but it will be at the top and then starting to look down. And that's what we've got to watch out for. And there are a few troubling signs right now. I would say the first sign that worries me, the first two signs that worry me would be, one, the Fed backing off. No more is it pumping stimulus into the system. Now, that could be a good thing. They could be telling us that, hey, we see the economy being able to stand on its own. But then I look at the consumer, which makes up about 80% of the economy, and I don't see a really healthy, vibrant consumer right now. In fact, as I look at some of these consumer stocks, I see TJ Maxx, for instance, topping out and peaking late last year. I see other consumer stocks like Target, okay? Target seemed to have peaked out in the fall of last year. Let's take a look at Ross Stores, another one. Ross Stores peaked out in December of last year. It seems to me like the consumer is not very healthy right now. Not as confident as I'm led to believe. And I look at things like the home builders, which should be doing pretty good here with low interest rates, and I see them with very lackluster charts right now. It would seem that people aren't confident enough to go out and buy homes right now. So I'm not seeing this consumer confidence that is supposedly the best since 2007. And I'm not seeing it at the restaurants either. I look at McDonald's chart. I look at Brinker International's chart, which is Chili's. I look at Darden Restaurants, which is Red Lobster and Olive Garden, and I just don't see healthy charts there. I see them okay, but not healthy. So that worries me just a little bit. But is it enough for me to say that the 65-month-old bull market is over and that we are now beginning a new bear? Well, let's take a look at some more evidence here. Forward P.E. ratio on the market right now is about 17. That's 17. And that is, a little bit not real expensive, but not real cheap either. We have a Dow that's flat on the year. Is it consolidating at the top and getting ready to roll over? Is it consolidating, getting ready to break out to new highs again? We can't really tell right now. We're kind of in neutral mode. The emerging markets continue to look more appetizing to me than a bloated U.S. market. The emerging markets are now up 8.4% on the year, while the Dow is struggling to break even. India's up 16.1%, had a very good week last week. I am encouraged by what I see in India. It's one of my favorite markets right now, and I haven't visited India with my portfolios for the last 5 years, so that represents a major sea change for us here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't like what I see in Europe at all, not at all. I think that is the one that is the most vulnerable. How will we get along when our biggest trading partner in Europe is suffering from sanctions put on Putin as he retaliates? China looks good to me. I continue to pump China. FXI is one of my biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. To me, the foreign markets still look good. The U.S. markets right now are just very much neutral. And as we look at the asset classes that make up this market, we have all kinds of assets to choose from. We'll look at them in a minute. Before we do, let's look around the world again at the best indexes in the world. Right now, Hong Kong. Yeah, it's a way of playing China. China is number 3 right now. China small caps, number 4. Asia 50, number 5. This is out of 77. So to be in the top 8 is very, very potent right now. India, number 7. The BIC index, which is Brazil, India, China, and Korea. Powerful index right now. The Asian markets have really perked up here after a 5-year severe underperformance against the U.S. markets. And I said at the beginning of the year, I like the emerging markets better this year than the U.S. markets. I think at some point in time, the emerging markets on a relative basis are going to start outperforming the U.S. market. So far, that has come true. And I continue to take money from the U.S. markets and put it overseas. That trend continues here. That's a major trend change for us. We have had no exposure to the Asian markets here for the last 3-4 years. And now we're increasing dramatically our exposure overseas. You can see it in the newsletter, exactly where we're going with money. And again, you can get the newsletter by going to pwstreet.com. The foreign indexes to me look much better. The U.S. is still okay, but the other ones are now on a relative basis performing better. Asia and India. And the worst indexes in the world, Russia small caps. Good luck with that. Argentina, good luck with that. And, of course, Europe. You know, things like the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain. Man, they have really, really turned south as those sanctions on them now, in retaliation by Putin, is taking a bite out of their hide. I would not be an investor. Now, at some point in time, Europe may look real good when everybody starts singing Kumbaya over there on the European continent, and Russia, Putin is back to being friends with France and Germany and Italy, etc. Then maybe it's a good opportunity after a stiff sell-off in Europe. But right now, that European market, to me, is in the midst of a sell-off. And it's not good to buy things in a midst of a sell-off. Now we look at the asset classes. Some would say it's good to have a 60-40 stock bond mix. I don't like that particular type of investing because last year it would have really watered down your returns. The market was the best place to be in 2013. This year it's kind of a toss-up. A 60-40 mix would probably be up 4 or 5% so far this year. A 60-40 mix would have saved you of quite a bit in 2008 when the market really sold off. But the problem I have with the 60-40 mix is you can't really make too much on the upside. It's very rare that both of those indexes really rocket higher. Usually they kind of offset each other and move counter to each other. When the market's going up, usually the bond market's being left behind. And when the bond market's going up, usually the stock market's being left behind. So I'm not personally a fan of a 60-40 mix. I like tilting heavily towards the asset class that's working the best. And at least for now, it continues to be ownership. Not lending money to companies, but ownership of companies. The only reason that interest rates are down this year and the bond market's done okay is because of geopolitical concerns. If the geopolitical concerns continue to escalate, then interest rates are going to continue to remain low. But if these things start to be resolved in any way, then you're going to see interest rates start to rise once again. For now, the best asset classes continue to be things like the NASDAQ, the MLPs, which are the master limited partnerships that have oil flowing through their veins and pipelines. The REITs are still doing well, real estate investment trusts, and of course the emerging markets. Large caps continue to dominate small caps by a wide margin this year. And value, low PE, continues to dominate high PE stocks this year. Now, when we come back, the worst asset class, go ahead, short the market. Be my guest. You've been wrong for 5.5 years. You're still wrong. And silver and gold, still not doing real well. Now we're going to nail some sectors when we come back, because a couple of old friends are really taking off again. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the last segment, the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radar. What have we talked about here so far? Well, we talked a little bit about Russia and the Ukraine and wondering what reporters they have over there. They're either all in Gaza and Ferguson, Missouri, because we're certainly not getting very good info out of that convoy, which was said to have been attacked on Friday and caused a 100-point sell-off in the market. That's not very good reporting, is it? Because we later found out that there was no such attack on the convoy. Somebody seemingly seems to be manipulating the markets here, to me. And we keep hearing from the conference board that the consumer index is at its highest level since 2007, but I don't think that Terry Lundgren, CEO of Macy's, would tell you that. And I don't think the CEO of many other companies like Walmart, which reported its seventh straight quarterly decline in U.S. store traffic, they cited a sluggish consumer. Terry Lundgren said it's an uncertain economic environment. McDonald's is not seeing the traffic. Their stores, their U.S. business is said to be struggling right now. And meanwhile, the Eurozone economy grinds to a halt even before the Russian sanctions begin to bite. And let's not forget Japan, which is the third largest economy in the world. Their GDP fell by 6.8% in the second quarter. Well then, the bear market must be beginning, Gunderson. Well, not so fast. Even though as I look at these consumer stocks and see a lot of them struggling right now, I still see the market in an uptrend. It's not rolling over yet. I see a market that currently has a forward P.E. ratio of about 17. Not cheap, but not, you know, extremely expensive when you consider that it was closer to 30 to 35 back in the year 2000 before the tech crash. I see a Dow that's flat on the year, and I see emerging markets that continue to emerge. So I still see a lot of good signs in the market. I think investors figure that China and India are kind of immune to all this geopolitical concern, although there were some rumblings in Pakistan over the weekend, an important neighbor to India. Those two don't exactly get along. And Pakistan does have some nuclear war power there, so you never want to see unrest with a nuclear stockpile available to whoever takes over. The market continues in an uptrend for now. And that uptrend is coming from a couple of old favorite sectors. One is the biotech index. I have beefed up my biotech holdings here recently, and I'm happy that I did so. Gilead was hitting new highs on Friday, breaking out again. Biogen doing well. Celgene doing well. A lot of biotechs really perking up. And I think that folks look at the biotechs and say, you know, they're non-correlated to the U.S. market and the economy. Who cares if people aren't shopping at Macy's? They still need a cure for their hepatitis C. That has nothing to do with the economy and the consumer, the confidence of the consumer. They seem to be disconnected a little bit, non-correlated. The Internet Index, go figure, it's doing well again. In fact, it's the number three sector out of the 60 sectors that I track. These are the two sectors that led the market in 2013, and they're really perking up again. The healthcare sector remains very healthy too, which is again another one that's kind of non-correlated to the consumer discretionary sector. Going to the emergency room is not really discretionary activity. You need to go. You need to go to the emergency room. You don't care what the consumer confidence index is like. And so those are the seem to be the ones that are doing the best right now. The worst sectors in the market, natural gas prices have really crumbled. I don't know if that has something to do with Putin and Russia or what, but it has not been a good run for the natural gas stocks. The solar energy stocks are down near the bottom. Hard assets are down near the bottom. Agriculture down near the bottom, that's fertilizer and farming equipment, etc. And the oil and gas exploration right now are at or near the bottom. But I keep them as a hedge. As a hedge. Because at any point in time, any one of these world events could really spark oil prices going higher. Therefore, I continue to maintain a pretty good exposure. I've lightened up quite a bit, but I maintain a fairly decent exposure to the oil and gas stocks because I think they're very vulnerable to upside moves here. It wouldn't take much to start moving oil prices again, even though the world seems to be a peaceful place, at least for now. It doesn't remain peaceful for very long. And the sectors of the market are also very, very important to be in the right sectors. As you know, last year it was all about the internet stocks and the biotech stocks and the healthcare stocks. And now guess what? They have kind of resumed their leadership once again. Lastly, we take a look at the technicals of the market right now. The S&P is still in a bullish uptrend. The Dow is still in a bullish uptrend. The NASDAQ is still in a bullish uptrend. The bull market is still intact. 65 months I've kept you in the market. I continue to say the market is the best place to be despite concerns. This isn't the first time we've had concerns in the market. We've had concerns for years, ever since this bull market began. But we never had a concern big enough to end the bull. And as we sit here today, the bull is still intact. There's plenty to be concerned about. And I'll let you know when the market starts to roll over and it's not good to be in the market. I'm cautious on the U.S. markets right now. I'm much, much more bullish on the emerging markets, in particular China and India. That, at least that's where I stand right now. You know exactly where I stand. And I've been a bull since the beginning of this bull market. I'm still bullish today, but I continue to move money overseas. If you'd like to meet with us this Saturday or see the workshop or stop by our booth Thursday, Friday, Saturday in San Francisco at the San Francisco Money Show at the Hilton at Union Square in downtown San Francisco, home of the Tadich Grill, one of my favorite places to eat in the entire world, I would have to say. I don't know. I just like the feel there. And if you'd like to get the newsletter coming into your email box every week, you can visit us at pwstreet.com. You can get the app, one of the top grossing financial apps in the world on a regular basis. You can go to the Google Store or the Apple iTunes Store. And if you'd like for us to manage your money or talk to us about it, it's 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.